We are always busy, especially in the event industry, running from one challenge to the next. Business psychologist and best-selling author Tony Grabbe gives his vision on how to thrive in a world of too much and always busy. Hi Tony, welcome to our studio.
Ah, nice to be here, Kevin.
You are a best-selling author on the book Busy, but why is it that when you ask someone, how are you, that they always answer with busy?
You know what? I think it's just, it's a couple of things really. But one of the first things is we've mistaken for years that busy is equated with success. I think we've grown up with this idea that more is a self-evidently good thing, more of everything really. But applied to work, more activity is a good thing. So therefore, somehow busyness is a symbol of our importance and necessities of the work. I was struck when I was writing first of how quickly and how urgently we need to turn the phones on at the end of flights, which speaks to something more than just we need to pick up the messages, but something about it. It speaks to our identity. I think it's also just an easy thing to say.
It is.
There is research that shows it's a brand. We actually actively compete with other people to be the busiest. So we actually brag about it deliberately. When we don't just say I'm busy, we sell it to people. We explain, we say I'm busy, but let me give you an example. And we go through in great detail our week. So there is something about a brand there as well.
On the other hand, then, you sell a lot of those books, so there should be a reason why it's not so okay to say we are busy.
Yeah, and I think on one level, in the moment, I think there's a difference in psychology between, should we say, almost hot decision making and cold decision making. So there's some things that we know are good for us in the cold light of day, but in the moment, we don't choose them. And I think we often choose busyness because in the moment, it's the easier option. And so the research consistently shows that we tend to choose the dull and the easy over the interesting and the hard. And so I think busyness is somehow, because we consistently choose the obvious and easy activity, like email, like just demonstrating how active we are, as opposed to maybe spending time doing the things that really matter, that deeper conversation, coming up with those creative ideas, where it's less easy to show our productivity, and so there's more risk associated with that. We default more often to the busyness. And so therefore, because we're aware that we're busy, we actually try and justify that by telling people we're busy.
But what's the pitfall for ourselves of being too busy?
Well, look, I mean, the impact on well-being is well established. I mean, in the Netherlands, 1 in 7 people suffer some form of burnout. One of the consequences of busyness is this kind of steady state always on. So from the moment we wake up, we're just active until we go to bed. And that builds something called the allostatic load, which is because really the brain and the body are designed for intense bursts of activity followed by recovery. But we don't really have many breaks nowadays. It's just go, 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 go. And then with the phone allowing us to stay always connected as well.
Yeah, and so especially in the events industry.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And actually, some research shows the consequence of being, one very small study showed the consequence of being always on is equivalent to smoking marijuana or losing a night's sleep when it comes to your IQ. So there's downsides there. But also, really, we're on call all the time, particularly in something like the events industry. And we know that even when we're off work, but when we're on call, the level of the stress hormone in our brain, cortisol, is almost the same as when we're at work. So because we're always on call, we're never having a chance to recover. So part of our busyness isn't just what we do at work, it's actually we're not recovering properly outside of work. But I think in terms of on a wider perspective, we live in an attention economy. We only really notice genuinely interesting, surprising, or innovative things because we're so overwhelmed with messages, with ideas. There are so many events companies doing more or less the same thing. And the Davos World Economic Forum looked at how do we succeed in this world of just too much information and attention and robots? And they came down to three things: thinking properly, creativity, and empathy or genuine connection. But our busyness undermines all three of these. So I think there's a well-being perspective to the impact of business, but there's also a performance impact.
Okay, but if we know being busy is bad for us, what is it then? What is the alternative?
Well, the alternative is a couple of things. First is actually making tough choices. And actually, we can talk about choices, we can talk about prioritization, but the key thing is the stuff that we choose not to do. The brain naturally, when it's choosing, the standard question the brain asks when we're choosing something is whether or not. Like, and you know the experience of a buffet table. You sit at a buffet table and you say whether or not I want chicken korma or whatever the case may be, and the answer is always yes. So I don't know about you, but I end up with a massively overfull plate.
Yeah,
I'd send back to the kitchen if a chef served it. But we do that in life as well. We ask ourselves whether or not it's worth going up, you know, doing that new project, whether or not it's worth going to that client meeting, whether or not it's worth signing my child up for that other after-school activity, because these are all worthwhile things. But really, success comes not from doing everything, and we know from corporate strategy or from really super successful people, success doesn't come from doing everything. It actually comes from doing few things really well. So actually the question we should be asking isn't whether or not, because the answer, if we like our food at the buffet table or in life, is nearly always yes. What we should be asking is which is the best use of my attention right now? And be really, and I think part of my problem at the moment with the tools that we use is we think the answer is in managing our time better and organizing ourselves better. But really, all that does is means we actually do more stuff, which isn't the answer. What we need to obsess about isn't time, it's attention. Because let's be honest, an hour at 9 o'clock on a Monday is a fundamentally different unit to an hour at 6 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. They're just not equivalent. But we need to be really intentional about how our brain works and how we can use our attention better. Because in the standard office, the standard state for the brain is to be reactive, shallow, and distracted. And that ain't good for anyone.
Yeah. So I remember it's about choosing. People who want to learn more on the subject, they can, of course, buy your book. Where can they buy it? On Amazon?
Yeah, it's kind of available everywhere, really. So Amazon, it's on the Apple Store. There's audio books available for it. So yeah, so it's pretty available.
Okay, Tony. I want to thank you very much for sharing your thoughts today.
It's been a real pleasure, Kevin. Thanks very much.
Okay. And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.